From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godette. This is Idaho Matters. Boise Mayor Lauren McClain was invited, along with a select number of U.S. mayors, to participate in the UN Climate Change Conference. McClain says it's about being at the table, not just with leaders of some of the planet's greatest oil producers, but with leaders who are committed to limiting the rise of average global temperatures. Speaking from Dubai, McClain visited with Morning Edition host George Prentice today to talk about some key takeaways from COP28, Boise's stretch goals to be carbon neutral, and networking with some of the planet's most effective game changers. Let's take a listen.
How did this happen? What are the mechanics of what brought you there?
Sure. And great question. And one I'm, you know, for Boise and for our team, really proud to be able to answer. A group of mayors were asked to join COP28. And in addition to the mayors coming, they were asked to bring a key staffer who works on these issues. And for the first time ever, mayors had a seat at the table in talking about the action we're committed to taking to protecting our communities and preparing for the future, and talking about what could be done and learning from each other. And so the Bloomberg Foundation that has worked with our city and supported other work that we've done offered to invest in the cities whose mayors and staff they invited to come over here. So without spending Boise dollars, both Steve Burgos, who leads our public works department, myself, have joined mayors from around the country and also mayors from around the world for the last several days to, you know, talk about climate action and what each of us in our cities and in our homes can do to advance the goals that our countries have.
So again, Bloomberg is picking up the tab for this?
Yes, indeed, the foundation.
Our lives are tangled with so many distractions year in and year out. What is your message as far as keeping our eye on the ball, if you will, and not being distracted and understanding the urgency of this issue?
Oh, great question, George. And so what is my message? I want to say first that I really believe that the message I have is the message Boiseans have. Boiseans have been so clear that in our community, we must take action, not only to prepare for the future in terms of, you know, modern zoning codes, we can live more closely together, build more efficiently, or passing the Clean Water and Climate Action Bond at 81% so that we can make sure that we have water into the future, or recycling the way they do. Boiseans know that we have to stay focused so that we can create opportunity, not only for ourselves, but our kids into the future. So my message in general is just that, that this is about protecting the health of the people we love. It's about ensuring that our city is prepared into the future so that we can have good jobs and prosperity and opportunity for everyone. And what I'm finding is that mayors around the country and cities much like ours, same size as ours, their residents are saying the same thing.
Can you give us something specific that we can be doing differently sooner than later to turn the tide?
Sure. And first off, George, I got to say, I've remained focused throughout all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the last 4 years, remain focused, will continue to remain focused. And I'm so excited to work in common cause with Boiseans for the next 4 years to ensure that we do what we must to protect the city we love, not only for today, but into the future. And it takes all of us to make sure that we are doing what we must to help the city transition to clean electricity, to help ensure that our buildings are built more efficiently. But the simple actions residents can take, there's so many. We could all pledge to take one less car trip. You know, your half mile to that park or to that grocery store, even a mile. See if you could take a walk one day a week rather than driving. I so appreciate the number of Boiseans that are recycling, and we are working to make sure that we can expand that programming to apartment complexes and other areas, because I know that Boiseans are saying they want more, and we're going to work on that to make it happen. You can encourage not only the Boise City Council, but the legislature, the region, to take action together to solve some of our transportation issues and to create funding sources so we can grow our bus system and our regional transit system, as so many want to be able to do. So there's the basic stuff of reducing the number of times you get in the car. Do you really have to get in the car one more time, or can you do it less? To recycling, and then to coming together and encouraging those that can make decisions to work together to create the opportunities to build out transit that will make all of our lives better.
I have asked this many times, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask again. With the city of Boise having a goal of being carbon neutral by 2050, how are we doing? Are we going to meet that goal?
Well, George, goals are stretch goals always. We're going to work like crazy to make sure we meet that goal. But if I knew we were going to make it, there'd be no reason to set it because we just do it. But instead, we are working hard with Boiseans to do everything we can to make sure that we make it and ideally beat it. I want us to focus too on the first goal. And that is that we transition to being a city that's whose electricity mix is 100% clean. And we have a great partner in Idaho Power. Now for city government, we said our goal would have 100% clean electricity by 2030. We are going to beat that goal. And then for our community, our goal is that we would have enough electricity for our community that's 100% clean by 2035. So that is, you know, that first benchmark goal that we're working to achieve. And then from there, we will continue to work on being carbon neutral as a community, as communities around the country are doing, because our residents know we must.
Can you tell us, you're there with other mayors from which communities?
Sure. I'm spending a lot of time with mayors from mid-sized cities and small cities, actually, from Lincoln, Nebraska, Madison, Wisconsin, Lansing, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio. There seem to be a lot of California mayors. Haven't spent as much time with them. Some mayors from Minnesota, quite a bit of mayors from the Heartland and interior states in mid-sized communities that have been working just as we have to prepare their communities for the future.
And are you given daily prompts? I'm wondering what specifically you're doing. Are you?
Oh, sure, sure.
Are you problem solving?
So the first 2 days that we were here, we had what was called the Local Climate Action Summit. We listened to world and national leaders, as well as local leaders from around the world that shared some of their own stories. The second day, the morning was spent as what's called a mayor's innovation studio with just mayors, where we were problem solving about, you know, how to more effectively and authentically engage the young people in our communities that expect us to be taking action to protect their futures, as well as different programs that cities were doing to meet their own climate goals. That afternoon, I spoke on a panel about work that we're doing in Boise, stepped in and had conversations with members of the administration about the work that we're doing and the funding that we're advocating for, as well as with foundations that fund community groups in this space and are looking at how they invest in cities to help cities meet their climate goals. It takes an hour and a half, but from the time I leave my hotel and I get on the metro and you get through security, it is a long commute. I'm so glad I don't have to do that on a regular basis. That's why we all live in Boise. I've had multiple opportunities to tell Boise stories on panels and then have had meetings as follow-ups with people that were in the room that heard that. I had a town hall, a small group meeting today with the president's climate advisor, with the undersecretary at the Department of Transportation. So it's a lot of advocating for the work that we're doing, as well as learning about other things we might want to try or be thinking about and partnerships that we could leverage into the future.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.